For Parshas Tetzaveh, we have four different Divrei Torah. We are going to start towards the beginning of the Parsha, talking about the pure olive oil that was used as a ner tamid, a constant light for illuminating in the Mishkan and thereafterwards in the Beis HaMikdash. And we're going to look at Perek Chav Zayin, Pasuk Chav, that says, Katis la maor, that's pure olive oil, that it has to be pressed for illumination, la los ner tamid, to have a continual, constant kindling of a lamp in the Mishkan. So that is the pasuk that we're going to focus on right now. And the Toldos Yitzchak says that in fact this is a reference talking about illumination and light. It's referring to the Bayis Rishon and Sheni, which stood for a good amount of years, but it wasn't constant. And we also have a reference here to the Bayis Lishi that should be built, Bimeira Biameinu, that will be built for eternity. And in fact, it goes as follows, that the first temple, the Bayis Rishon, stood for 410 years, which is Taf Yud years. Taf Yud, Taf being 400, Yud being 10. And the Bayis Sheni stood for a little bit longer. The second temple stood for 420 years. That is Taf Chaf. And in fact, those are the letters that make up that first word, Katit, meaning pressed, pure olive oil, but it's only Katit. It's a total of 830 years, so that is indeed the Gematria, 410, 420, the Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni together stood for Katit Lamaor, that was our illumination. However, the true, constant, eternal illumination will be Lahalos Ner Tamid, which will be forever. That is the Bayis Shlishi, that it should be built Bimheira V'Yameinu. And in fact, building on this concept, there is also La'alos Ner Tamid as a reference here, that our burning illumination, Ner Mitzvah, the Torah Or, that the Torah is really our Or, is our light, is our fire. And what that means is it's our motivation in life. And what we're saying here is as follows, that somebody has to burn within himself the candle of the Torah, and that should constantly be his illumination, even during dark times, even during the night when we really need that illumination. But it's dark. It's dark out. Difficult times when we're having a challenging time. Could even be in Emunah. We have to know that the Torah is our burning light. We have to burn that Torah inside of us, and it has to be constant and forever. And in fact, a related issue, I saw an article, a beautiful article by Jonathan Rosenblum a couple weeks ago, and Jonathan was talking about effectively when we have Jews who are in society and worldwide making a Chilul Hashem. We're talking about observant Jews, and they're just not acting properly, and we see it in the news. And he quotes a phrase from Rabbi Beryl Wein, who says, "Don't judge Judaism by the Jews." Typically, we'd say that to the non-Jews. Don't judge Judaism by certain individuals. But Jonathan Rosenblum applied that to within Klal Yisrael, within the Jews, and within with the frum Jews. We have to be sure that we, although we see certain individuals or groups of individuals, certain groups that are making a Chilul Hashem, not acting properly, but we have to know that our burning motivation, what we have to focus on, is the Torah itself. And it's our learning of the Torah that will keep us attached, and we should not get off track by virtue of seeing people that, although purportedly they are observant, they are very frum, but they're doing the wrong thing. Let that turn us aside, but rather let's stay focused on the pristine purity of the Torah, and indeed that's what should be our burning motivation, especially in these difficult times, in difficult times when we see people doing what they otherwise should not be doing. We are continuing with the second Vardora. We are moving on to the Bigdei Kahuna, the vestments of the Kohanim, what they wore. The Kohanim, the regular Kohanim, had four garments, the Kohen Gadol, eight garments. And it says as a topic sentence to talking about the Bigdei Kahuna, the clothing of the Kohanim, now we are in Perek Chavches, Pasuk Beis, Vasikta Bigdei Kodesh, Laron Achicha, LeKavod, LeTifaras. You should make Bigdei Kodesh, these holy vestments for Aaron, and it should be the Kavod LeTifaras, it should be for his splendor, for his respect and his splendor. So in fact, it's interesting to note, says the Sfas Emes, that we have two parshias next to each other. We were talking about the pure olive oil, that was the Ner Tamid, the illumination in the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan. Now we're talking about the Bigdei Kahuna right next to it. And he focuses on the following. Why are they next to each other? And what does each of these represent? And he says that the Sfas Emes, that the shemen, the oil, is a remez, is a representing our minds, our clarity of thought, the pureness of our thought. That shemen zayizach, that is representing the intelligence, how we think, what we think about, that it has to be pure. It has to be like shemen zayizach, the purest of olive oil. And that is right next to the discussion of the bigdei kahuna, the clothing, the vestments of the kohanim, and that represents, obviously, it's covering the body. The body is covered by the vestments, the garments, the clothing, and indeed, that is the body that holds our neshama. And all of this together, wrapped together, that we have the clothing and we have the clothing on the body, and we have it the neshama that's held by the body as well, and that's represented clothing, these two parshias next to each other, clothing and the shemen, all of this together wrapped. It has to be lekavod ulitifaras. Everything has to be proper. These are two critical components. Our thoughts, our bodies, has to be for splendor, for eternity, dignified. And in fact, there's a pasuk in Kohelet that says basically that, b'chol eis u'begadecha levanim, all times your clothing should be white, representing purity, without sin, v'shemen al roshcha lo yechsar, and the shemen on your head should not be lacking. In other words, that's the purity of the thoughts. And that's why we have them together, that each is necessary. We need the pure thoughts. We need the internal to be pure. We need the outside representing the clothing to be pure. I remember hearing a story or an analogy, a concept by Rav Zev Lev many years ago. And he says that he often says that the frumest place in the world is the dry cleaner. And that's because in the dry cleaner, you have all of this holy clothing, this clean clothing, this pristine cold clothing, and you don't have the people in the clothing to ruin the purity of that clothing. And indeed, that's what we're focused on here, is talking about not only does the external, the clothing, have to be pure, clean, dignified as we look at it, but also what's inside of it, ourselves, our bodies, our brains, our thoughts, has to be like the Shem and Zayizach. It has to be just like the purest of the olive oil. We are now moving forward to the third Dvar Torah, same Perek, Chaf Ches, Pasuk Chaf. And there is a list of the various stones, the 12 stones that were included in the Choshen, the Tarshish, the Shoam, the Ashbeh. And Chazal tell us that each of them represented one of the Shvatim, and in fact, the Yashpeh is the stone that represented the tribe of Binyamin. So there's actually a famous story about the Yashpeh. That's the stone of Binyamin, and we're going to use this to explain why specifically was it a Yashpeh in this story as opposed to some other stones. It's a very well-known story about Dama ben Etina, who was a non-Jew. The Gemara talks about it, that Chazal wanted to buy from him a stone, a Evin Yashpeh, one of these stones for the Choshen, and they would have spent any amount of money. They were really in need of it. You need it for the Choshen. And the problem was, when they came to visit him, the key was located under his father, the head of his father, who was asleep. And Dama ben Nesina told Chazal, "I'm sorry, I cannot sell you the stone. My father's asleep, the key's underneath, and I cannot wake him up." And we see unbelievable kibud av in this story, that even he risked his retirement. He didn't only risk his retirement, he forewent his retirement, selling the stone for a huge amount in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of kibud av. And in fact, that is why it was specifically the stone of Yashpeh, Binyamin. What was the significance of Binyamin? So Binyamin did not participate in the sale of Yosef. He wasn't there. He was too young. He wasn't involved at all. And accordingly, he did not cause sorrow to his father from the sale, unlike the rest of the brothers who were involved in the Mechir, the sale of Yosef, and caused unbelievable sorrow for years and years to their father Yaakov. And accordingly, we can understand now why the stone of Binyamin, the Yashpeh, was used to illustrate unbelievable kibud av, because it was only Binyamin of all the brothers who was able to do the mitzvah of Kibud Av in perfection, having not participated in the sale of Yosef and causing the sorrow to his father. And moving on now to the last, the fourth of our Divrei Torah, we're moving on to Perek Haftes, Pasuk Lamites. It says, talking about the Korban Tamid, the daily offering that was brought in the morning and the afternoon in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, the first one, the first of the Korban Tamid, was brought in the morning every day, and the second one was done when the sun began to descend in the heavens, so in the afternoon. And the Drash Vayun explains as follows, that this has to represent our efforts towards our avoda of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that it has to be that when we are young, represented by the morning, and also when we are elderly, represented by the sun setting in our lives, we have to be Ovdei Hashem. And he says as follows, that when somebody is young, he has full strength of his body. That's what he has, a lot of strength, a lot of power. However, what is somewhat lacking is the development of the thoughts, of the maturity of mind. And on the other hand, in the reverse, when somebody becomes elderly, that's when he has developed maturity and thoughts, and he's able to process things on a higher level and in a much more mature way. However, those are the times when the physical strength begins to wane. And we have to learn from the Tamid, the two Tamidim that were brought each and every day in the morning and the afternoon, that we have to be Ovdei Hashem, both in the morning, represented by our physical strength, and in the afternoon, when we become elderly, which represents our more intellectual strength. And in fact, we do indeed see the same concept of Koveya Itim LaTorah, that there's an obligation to learn in the morning and at night as well. That Koveya Itim V'Agisabo Yomam V'Layla in the morning, in the daytime, and at night, we should be learning Tamid, always, constantly. But it doesn't mean that we have to be learning all day, every day. It means, just like the Korban Tamid, that it was constant. It had regular times. It wasn't brought all day long, every day, all day, but it was brought regularly, on a regular basis, in the morning, in the afternoon. And the Chiyuv of Limud HaTorah is during the day and at night, and it has to be all the time. We should obviously try to maximize the amount of that we learn, but each individual is going to be subjective based on what he can learn. But the key here, it's not so much the quantity, how much time, but that we do it constantly, that we do it regularly, that we not skip days, even if it's just an hour a day in the morning, hour in the afternoon, and in the nighttime. Or is it even 10 minutes in during the day and 10 minutes at night? And that's what somebody's able to do. But it's done without skipping. That is the fulfillment of Esakev Esachat Taseh V'Boker. We are focusing, it's Tamid, it's critical to us, it's important to us to show that we do it regularly without skipping. That's in the daytime. Esakev Esashini Taseh V'Abayim. And that's why it's called the Tamid. Tamid, it's as if we are doing it all of the time because we are doing it regularly. Just like it was done regularly, the Korban Tamid, twice a day, so too our learning twice a day, but without skipping. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful day.